Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 25th to the 31st, 2009. As 10 Palestinians reported dead in Gaza, a series of international diplomatic visits were reported this week, with no breakthrough of peace talks appearing on the horizon. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's John Simba.
Scores suffered on Friday effects of tear gas inhalation during the weekly non-violent protest against the wall in Belaim Village, Central West Bank. The villagers were joined by international and Israeli supporters. As is the case each week, the march left the village after the midday prayers and headed toward the wall built on the villagers' lands. As soon as the crowd reached the gate of the wall, troops began spraying the demonstrators with green-colored water contaminated by waste, animal manure, and chemicals. Cases of vomiting were reported among the protesters because of the water. Others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation after soldiers used it heavily on the crowd. Also near Central West Bank on Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked Palestinian villages along with their international and Israeli peace supporters during the weekly nonviolent protest against the wall in Nalain Village. Villagers marched towards the location of the Israeli wall, then held the Friday prayers there. Israeli soldiers attacked people by firing tear gas at them. Later, troops used water cannons with chemicals to spray the protesters. Some protesters suffered cases of poisoning and other side effects. Others suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. For IMEMC.org, this is John Simba.
As the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is set to hold its sixth conference in the West Bank city of Bethlehem, a series of international diplomatic visits were reported this week, with no breakthrough of peace talks appearing on the horizon. IMEMC's Jane Smith reports.
About 400 Fatah parliament representatives and party members in Gaza are awaiting permission from the ruling Hamas party in Gaza to leave for the West Bank to attend a Fatah election conference. Hamas set forth two conditions before the Fatah members leave the region. First, the Palestinian Authority should release hundreds of Hamas members in its jails, and second, that the Palestinian Authority should send passport papers to Gaza for those who want to participate in the Fatah election conference. Despite a series of mediation efforts by Egypt, Turkey, and Syria, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza insisted that the Fatah members should not leave before the Hamas prisoners are released. Fatah denied there are any political prisoners from Hamas in the West Bank jails, arguing that the Palestinian Authority, represented by Prime Minister Saddam Fayyad, is the one responsible for such an accusation. In an interview with IMEMC.org, Fatah Member of Parliament for the Gaza Strip city of Rafah, Radwan Al-Akhras, who is currently based in the West Bank, refused Hamas's conditions.
If there had been goodwill and honesty, much dialogue, argument, and time could be saved. If there had been goodwill, an agreement could have been reached in less than 1 hour.
In other news, top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Arafat asserted this week that Israel should first freeze settlement building activity, including natural growth in the West Bank lands, ease restrictions on movements in the area, and lift the blockade of Gaza. Arafat's remarks came during meetings with a member of international diplomats in Ramallah. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said during a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor James Jones in West Jerusalem that his government won't lift the siege on Gaza until a captured Israeli soldier is released by Hamas from captivity in Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister also hinted at the possibility that Israel would largely ease movement restrictions in the West Bank. Also, he maintained that Israel would only accept a disarmed Palestinian state alongside Israel, and that Israel would keep major settlements on Palestinian lands. Sergio Yanni, an Israeli political analyst, says that the construction in the settlements will not be stopped.
Well, first of all, we see that the Palestinians are not part of these negotiations. The opening stand of the United States was full freezing. But as we see more and more, is there will be no a full freezing, but will be a partial freezing. In certain areas, settlements will be frozen. Mostly on those settlements where there is no construction. In in other areas, the construction will continue, like, for example, inside Jerusalem.
Since taking office early this year, U.S. President Barack Obama has been urging Israel to stop all settlement activities in the occupied West Bank so that Palestinian-Israeli peace processes could resume on the basis of a two-state solution along the 1967 border lines. For IMEMC.org, this is Jane Smith.
10 Palestinians were reported killed in the Gaza Strip this week, while tanks and bulldozers attacked part of the coastal region. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari reports.
10 Palestinian men were killed in Gaza's tunnels collapsed on them this week. On Monday of this week, 8 men were killed as a tunnel collapsed on them at the southern Gaza borders with Egypt. The tunnel collapsed when the gasoline the men were channeling inside the tunnel leaked, causing the tunnel to collapse. 2 Palestinian men were reported killed on Wednesday at night and Thursday at dawn as a tunnel collapsed on them at the borders with Egypt near Rafah City in the southern Gaza Strip. Since Israel put Gaza under a total siege in June 2007, the tunnels became the main source of much-needed supplies for the 1.5 million Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip. Also in Gaza this week, Israeli tanks continued to invade areas along the Gaza-Israeli borders. Tanks opened fire at residents' homes as bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed farmlands. In other news, a U.S. Congress delegation visited the Gaza Strip through the Erez crossing that connects northern Gaza with Israel. The delegation visited areas in the Strip that were attacked by Israel during the 22-day Cast Lead offensive earlier this year. The groups then met with John Ging, the director of UN operations in Gaza, before leaving the Strip. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 21 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 14 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children. IMEMC's Catherine Orwell reports.
Israeli military invasions this week targeted Hebron, Ramallah, and Nablus. The military reported that all those kidnapped have been taken to detention camps for questioning. A Palestinian boy was injured during an Israeli military invasion on Tuesday, targeting the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The boy sustained moderate wounds and was moved to a local hospital, local sources reported. Witnesses say that soldiers stormed Balata refugee camp in Nablus, then opened fire at local homes, injuring the boy. The residents added that their homes sustained damage from the army attack. Also on Tuesday, settler organizations, including Youth for the Land of Israel and the Land of Israel Faithful, continued to erect 11 new illegal outposts in northern and southern areas of the West Bank. The groups say the move is in response to the visit of U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell and his attempts to freeze settlement construction. Hundreds of Israeli settlers are protesting the U.S. government's demands to stop building settlements on Palestinian land. On Monday, demonstrators marched to Prime Minister Netanyahu's house and then to the U.S. consulate in East Jerusalem. In related news, a number of Palestinian families in East Jerusalem received on Monday demolition orders for their homes. The Israeli municipality said that the homes are built without the needed permission. Palestinian sources say that around 1,200 homes and other structures owned by Palestinian families have been given demolition orders since the start of this year. Since Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, it has rarely given Palestinian residents permissions to build homes, while it continues to construct settlements in and around the city, an act illegal by international law. For IMEMC.org, this is Catherine Orwell.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by George Schmowe.